Well, guys, welcome to the first ever Best of It Was a Thing on TV. We're repackaging some of our old episodes on Mondays for you guys. And guess what? For the first repackaging, hilarity is going to ensue. We're going to revisit for you, the audience, the time we look back on Mr. Bogus. Mike, you're thrilled by this, right? You love Mr. Bogus.
No, I didn't like Mr. Bogus when it originally aired. I didn't like it when we covered it. Nothing has changed over the last, whatever, 3 years or however long it's been.
No, nothing has changed. And you know what? I don't think anything's changed for the love life of Tommy anybody either. You
Tommy,
know?
anybody? Oh my gosh.
And you know what that means? Hilarity is going to ensue.
That's right. Now, let's look back on Mr. Bogus.
An anthology about the bad, the short-lived, and the forgotten shows and events in television history. This is It Was a Thing on TV.
Punisher! Control!
Tell me before I change my mind!
I give you Super Train!
Episode 235, submission number 678. Mr. Bogus! We apologize in advance, just saying. Mr.
Oh,
Bogus
oh
aired
really?
in.
You're gonna apologize for Mr. Bogus?
Trust me, once we get into this, everybody's gonna be apologetic. Mr. Bogus aired in syndication from September 28th of 1991 to November 22nd of 1993. For three seasons?
What?
How did they get three seasons out of it?
Get out of here.
How did this piece of shit get three seasons?
Get out of here.
Thankfully, only 43 episodes.
Oh, thank f***.
And already I have to break out the censor button. Great.
Cause it's time for Mr. Bogus to come out and play.
He's wild.
Wild.
He's cool.
Cool.
He's bogus. He's a secret friend and he loves to play.
It's that awesome, bodacious, bogus time of day. Mr. Bogus, come on, let's play. Mr. Bogus.
Guys, I don't even know where the heck to start off this episode.
Well, I know where we could start off. In Europe. In 1987, Michel Durieux and Jelaine Honoré created a bright yellow claymation stop-motion character that they called Bogus. And if you've ever seen the Teeny Little Super Guy shorts from Sesame Street, it was kind of like that.
Okay.
Yeah, they were produced by Antenna 2, YC Alligator Film, and Chin Chin Production for French and Belgian television. They first aired on October 30th, 1987, and re-ran until February 1990. Did you know there were 300 shorts created of the original Bogus?
I feel like the Belgians and French should apologize to us. 300.
300.
300.
Oh, God.
From the country that gave us the Smurfs.
Well, one of. That being
one
Belgium.
Of the countries that gave us the Smurfs.
Yeah. Thank you, Peo. You're a legend, too.
Yes. Peter Keefe, much like he did back in 1984, when he spliced the entirety of Go Lion and Die Wrecker 15 into what we know as Voltron, took 42 of these shorts and created an animated series. but they weren't going to use the shorts for the entirety of the series. They were going to create a brand new series specifically for American television. So they have the TV series for American television. They got the backing of Channel 4 and the Children's Channel in the UK. And Zodiac Entertainment with Tom Burton and Claudia Burton executive producing.
Did you say Zodiac Entertainment, Chico?
I said Zodiac Entertainment, Brad.
Was that run by Brutus Beefcake?
Yes! No! No! Yes! No!
Seriously, I thought you were going to say, is it run by Ed Begley Jr.'s character on The Cool Kids? I really thought you were going to go there. Well,
oh, who knows? God. Maybe Ed Begley Jr. has Brutus Beefcake as his companion in his tortoise. That is now canon. Maybe if anyone wants to, like, a haircut in the tortoise, Brutus Beefcake can use his scissors to cut the hair.
I've seen his scissors. No, thank you.
Hey, maybe Frank Reynolds used his scissors on Rudy Giuliani.
The Chinese.
Along with that Chinese motor oil.
With the hair dye at the hotel.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Peter Keefe took all 300 original animation shorts and used 42 of them. And the rest of the show was padded out by a traditional cell animated adventure in the style of what would be popular at the time, which is main character, but not the main character. I mean, we hear a lot of Mr. Bogus, but we don't hear a lot of Mr. Bogus. We see a lot of side characters, and then shenanigans ensues, and then, yeah. So who did they get to bring Mr. Bogus to America? Only a murderer's row of the best voice talent available at the time. I hope you guys are ready here.
I am hanging on the edge of my seat.
Okay, here we go. We have Jim Winnie the Pooh Cummings.
Oh.
Tress Dot Warner McNeil.
Oh.
Rusty Minnie Mouse Taylor.
Oh.
Neil Press Your Luck Ross.
No.
Pat Too Many to Mention Fraley. Genie, also too many to mention, Elias. Mm. Brian, Let's Make a Deal, Cummings. And playing the role of Mr. Bogus himself, the voice of Leonardo from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Cam Clark.
Wow.
You know, it sounds like Greg was in more and more pain with each different credit you said.
Each name, it's like, these are like some of the best voice talents in the world.
Like, yeah.
What are they doing in this?
Hey, voice talent's got to eat too, you know.
Voice talents could also pick better roles, but yeah, you're right. Money's money.
And for three seasons, this was World Events Productions' license to print money.
Yeah, they got to eat too.
Yeah. And the thing of it is, they were able to take already pre-existing material, combine it with new material, and export it all over the world, as Mike actually discovered in his research for this episode.
Oh, did they, like, send this all over the place? Just really quickly, some places where it aired in the UK on Channel 4, big network over in the UK, on the Welsh language channel S4C in Wales. It aired in the United States on Toonterama?
It's Toonterama.
Toonterama!
It was an animated children's block for what was once Telefutura, but it is now Unimas, so, yeah.
Okay.
What was that name again?
Telefutura.
Telefutura.
Telefutura. Máxima diversión.
Telefutura.
Telefutura.
And it aired on TV Globo in Brazil, TVN in Chile, ANT won in Greece. Arutz Hayiladim in Israel. Max in Australia. Fun Channel in the Middle East. Mnet in South Africa. Bahrain 55 in Bahrain. TV2 in New Zealand. ABS-CBN in the Philippines. Channel 5 in Singapore. Channel 2 in Jordan. Dubai 33 in the United Arab Emirates. Canal J in France. And Tele 3 and TVP3 in Poland. On Cable 1 in Germany. NBC, C&I in South Korea, TV3 in Sweden, PTV4 in Finland, Saudi 2 in Saudi Arabia, TV3 in Malaysia, and last but not least, TV6 in Russia. That's a lot of places. And actually, with all the different places, he had different names, and some of these names, they made us chuckle a little bit. On Spanish television, he was El Señor Bogus. Don't ask. In Wales, he was Mr. Bogle. In Israel, he was Mr. Bluffer. I don't know if that implied that he lied a lot or if that's just a translation or a very rough translation. In French, he was Monsieur Bogus, as you might expect. In Portuguese, he is Senor Bogus. And my favorite of all, in Norway, he was Hair Humbug. There's no word for bogus. He's just Hair Humbug.
And in Korea, apparently, he was Bogyo Sunyun Nai Kingu.
I'll take your word for that one.
Okay.
Any word on that Korean translation, Chico?
Bogus is my friend. That is bogus.
Bogus is my friend?
Bogyo Sunyun Nai Kingu.
Bogus is my
friend. Bogus is my friend.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry I asked.
Well, you learned something.
He'll always be Hair Humbug to me. Or Mr. Bluffer.
Not to be confused with Mr. Bucket.
No, oh no, that's one of our favorite games from our respective childhoods. No.
No, Mr. Bucket, you put the balls in his mouth.
Mr. Bucket!
That's right, I'm Mr. Bucket. Mr. Bucket, put your balls in my mouth, Mr. Bucket. Put your balls in my head, Mr. Bucket. I'ma spit them on out, Mr. Bucket. Tons of fun, Mr. Bucket. Put your balls in my mouth, Mr. Bucket. Let me suck on them balls, Mr. Bucket. Put your balls in my head, Mr. Bucket. Buckets of fun.
But I need to add this, and I have to try and say those with a straight face.
What?
Hey, guys, the ghost of Paul Lind here. Did somebody say something about balls in a mouth?
Oh, get out of here, Paul! Get out!
Damn it, Paul! Get out of here!
And Paul, do not sleep on the craps table. Please stop doing that.
Okay, so we haven't gotten around to the episodes, and there's a really good reason for that. You remember back on, I want to say it was episode 82? Back in 2020, we did a show called Blind Justice.
Yes.
Damn near wrecked us all.
Oh, it did wreck us all. Not even Rena Sofer could save it for us.
Yeah. Well, not even Rena Sofer was available to save us from this. This pretty much damn near wrecked us all.
Wait, what am I talking about? Rena Sofer couldn't even save us from Coupling US. So,
Rena Sofer unfortunately can't save us from anything.
She couldn't save Hawaii from Zach Morris.
Zach Morris is trash.
We're just going to do a very brief rundown of all 43 episodes here.
And believe it or not, I can't believe this is actually a sentence in the English language. There is a wiki devoted to Mr. Bogus.
Are you kidding me?
What?
I'm not kidding you. There's a wiki devoted to Mr. Bogus. It doesn't even have a complete episode guide.
Even, like, they're like, nah.
It's not really a wiki. It's a wikia, but it's a fandom.com page devoted to Mr. Bogus. It's got all the first season episodes, 8 of the second season episodes, the first 8 episodes, as a matter of fact, and just the first two episodes of season three. Whoever wrote the guide's like, nope, I'm done. Season three, two episodes. I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, pretty much. Episode one, meet Mr. Bogus.
Basically, it's what it sounds like it is. Here's your introduction, your premiere episode. Here's our main character, and here's the wacky, goofy world he lives in.
Yep, including his enemy, Ratty, and Ratty's partner, Molly.
You know what? I don't want to meet any of these people. I'm sorry.
Yep. Ratty's played by Jim Cummings, and Molly's played by Pat Fraley.
What unimaginative names, Ratty and Molly.
Ratty and Molly. And the world that Mr. Bogus lives in is basically the house of the suburban family. You're going to love this. Their name is the Anybody family.
Oh, God damn.
That takes a lot of creativity.
Really stretching your brain cells.
They couldn't come up with a name. They just put Anybody. They probably just wrote Anybody and they were like, ah, that looks good. We'll just use it.
It looks good.
Looks good.
Looks good.
Looks good.
Looks good. Looks good.
Looks good.
Looks good.
Oh, it 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 looks good.
Looks good.
I would say it looks more like adequate than good. Looks adequate. Mr. and Mrs. Anybody. Oh my gosh.
So Mrs. Anybody has lost the diamond on her ring. Ratty and Molly are trying to find the diamond. And Bogus has to find the diamond before Ratty and Molly do. For, you know, reasons. You know, reasons.
Sure.
Episode 2. Class Clown Bogus. We see a day in the life of Bogus as he ventures out of the Anybody house and goes to school with Tommy Anybody.
Now, wait a second. Yeah, Tommy Anybody. We don't get a first name on the mom and dad, but we know the kid is named Tommy Anybody.
What an embarrassment for this kid. He's named Tommy Anybody. How's this kid going to get dates when he goes into high school?
I'm worried about what's going to happen when he meets the love of his life and she looks at her ring and says, I can't believe I'm going to be Mrs. Tommy Anybody.
It's better than Mrs. Bogus, I'll tell you that. Well, taking a look, again, live research, it looks like Tommy Anybody, there may be a valid reason why he has a name, because he's the only human who knows of Mr. Bogus's existence.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why he's got a name and Mr. and Mrs. Anybody are just generic names. Makes sense.
It does. Episode 3, A Day at the Office. By the way, all of these episodes are written by Michael Moore, so.
Oh, so we blame him, okay.
Yeah.
Not the heavyweight boxing champ.
No. We take a look at Mr. Bogus as he infiltrates the office of Mr. Anybody.
Mr. Bogus invades the office of Mr. Anybody. Amazing.
It is indeed amazing. And of course, he has to thwart the likes of Ratty and Molly while keeping Mr. Anybody out of trouble. Trouble that Mr. Bogus put him in the first place.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Bogus.
Episode 4, A2 Bratis. And Bogus is swimming in the bird bath. We're back at the house now. We have pizza. And we meet a bully. So Bogus has to help out the family dealing with Bratis, who is a bully.
Well, also we should add that Bratis is a younger cousin of Mr. Bogus's.
And judging by his name, Bratis is a brat who likes nothing more than going around and causing trouble, much to Bogus's annoyance. He's a young kid with an appetite as big as his older cousins. Even though Bratis may seem bratty and insensitive, he's often shown himself to be loyal to Bogus in the line of duty. But the way you can tell Bogus from Bradus, Bradus has red orange hair and a shirt with a green B on it.
And he's also about an inch shorter than Mr. Bogus.
Mm-hmm. Episode 5, Shop Around the Clock. Basically, Bogus goes shopping with Mrs. Anybody.
Mr. Bogus going shopping. What could go wrong?
And Mr. Bogus has to thwart the likes of Butch and Jake, who are the same people who are trying to steal Mrs. Anybody's diamond back in episode 1.
Now, Greg, you're wondering what could go wrong when Mr. Bogus goes shopping with Mrs. Anybody?
Yes.
Oh, probably nothing. It's probably not as bad as Matt Vasgersian saying, "What's a heifer?"
Think about a heifer having a hysterical time at a comedy right. club. What is a heifer?
Hey, what happened in 1991 as well? So look at that. Two amazing supermarket episodes happened in 1991. Mr. Bogus went shopping with Miss Anybody, and Matt Vasgersian yelled, "What's a heifer?" during the bonus sweep.
Hey, Matt Vasgersian is going to be broadcasting for the Angels this year. You think he's going to say, "What's a heifer?" during an Angels game this year?
Oh, you better believe my butt's going to a Guardians game when the Angels are broadcasting and he does one of their games. I'm going to the press box and I'm going to yell to Vasgersian, "Hey, Vasgersian, it's 31 years later. What's a heifer?"
Okay.
And he'll probably be like, "You're the first person in 31 years who's actually referenced that. Are you some sort of freak?" And I'll be like, "You're damn right I am. We use your sound effect on our stupid little podcast."
And Matt, if you're listening, I'm sorry you had that awkward encounter in the limo with Vince after that one XFL game.
Next episode, please. Beach Blanket Bogus. Bogus and Tommy are at the beach along with Bradus, and shenanigans ensues.
This is so stupid.
It is stupid.
These are like the simplest plots. They go to the beach and hilarity ensues. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Like, we didn't know that.
No shit. Of course hilarity's gonna ensue. It's not gonna be funny, but still.
Oh, yeah. We could probably suss out the rest of these just by looking at the names. In fact, I'm probably gonna end up doing that from here.
Well, especially since I think the episode guide, depending on what you're looking at, is highly incomplete.
Okay. Yeah,
just read the titles.
Episode 7, Bogus in Wilderland. Bogus and Bradus go on a picnic with the Anybody's. Hilarity ensues.
My ass hilarity ensues.
Let me try this one. Episode 8, No Snooze is Good News. Does hilarity ensue when either he has like insomnia or something like that? I'm just like throwing darts at the wall right now.
I know. He's basically, yeah, Bogus starts dreaming. Hilarity ensues.
Is that in every title, every description? Hilarity ensues.
It is on this show. Episode 9, Hipster Tripster.
Oh no, Hipster Tripster.
Yeah.
Mr. Bogus goes to get avocado toast. Hilarity ensues.
No. No.
Obviously, avocado toast wasn't a thing in 1991, or at least it probably wasn't. But still, we can just create our own episodes at this point.
You know, Mr. Bogus goes with Tommy to the zoo. Hilarity ensues.
Don't say we're not informational and educational. Avocado toast looks like it was invented in 1993, though that's debatable. Some people say it was invented in the 70s. Some say it was invented before then.
Episode 10, Museum Madness. Mr. Bogus goes with Tommy to the museum. Hilarity ensues. Especially the Natural History Museum, which is ripe for hilarity.
Was Mr. Bogus chased by a dinosaur?
No, this isn't How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, that's next week. We'll be talking about How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this one. Episode 11, Lice, Camera, Bogus. It looks like they go to a studio tour, and guess what happens?
Hilarity ensues?
More or less. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, jeez. Episode 12, Bogus in Bogus Land.
Now, don't tell me they go to a foreign land and hilarity ensues.
They do not go to a foreign land where hilarity ensues. Bogus and Bradus go through the mirror and wind up in their home dimension, where hilarity ensues.
Oh, they don't go to their own land. They go to a different dimension in hilarity.
Well, the Boguses are from a different dimension.
You're damn right they are.
Wait, they're from a different dimension?
They're from a different dimension. You think this sort of crap happens in our dimension? No. Bogus and Bradus and Aunt Bogunda are from a different dimension.
Well, that makes sense because they look terrible. Nothing in this dimension would look like that.
Nope. Episode 13, the season finale, Good Sport Bogus. Mr. Anybody and Tommy Anybody visit an Olympic stadium. Which would be in 1991, 1992.
So yeah, 1992. That was Barcelona.
Yeah.
To Barcelona, hilarity ensues.
They go to Barcelona, hilarity ensues.
And... you know what hilarity ensued at the 1992 Summer Olympics?
Did it involve the Angolan basketball team?
Yes, it did.
I was hoping, actually, some of the hilarity would involve Mr. Bogus tying like Charles Barkley's shoelaces together. That's terrible. Yeah.
That's terrible.
That's terrible.
And that was season one.
Oh, and we just had to have more.
Oh, we're yeah.
Clamoring for a second
season. Who demanded more?
Somebody. It's the early 90s. Everything is ripe for everything in the world of syndication.
Oh, that's true. Syndication, they'll air any old crap.
This is the same syndication that gave us three seasons of My Secret Identity.
Well, syndication also is what gave us Future Entry. What a country.
But that only got one season.
Yeah, it only did get one season, but you know what? It was one season too much.
Yeah, but we're getting ahead of ourselves here. Let's go into season two, shall we?
Hey, wait a second. It was like 1987. America loved Yakov Smirnoff.
They did, but not a much to get a second season.
Oh, gosh. What hilarity ensues in season two?
Episode one, Computer Intruder. It begins in space.
Ooh.
I'm escaping to the one place that hasn't been corrupted by capitalism. Space!
Yeah, about that. It's just a computer game on Tommy's computer.
Oh.
Guess what happens to Bogus?
Oh, hilarity's gonna ensue?
He goes into the computer with hilarity ensues with Bogetta and his aunt Bogunda.
Huh?
And this is also the first appearance of Bogus's other enemy from the Bogus universe, Bradus.
Bradus?
Not badass.
Bradus, is he related to the wrestler Brachus?
Oh, God. Oh, dear God. And of course, Bradus teams up with Ratty and Molly to get the best of Bogus. Episode 2. Babysitting Bogus. Bogus and Bradus, well, Bogus mostly, is babysitting and hilarity ensues with a bulldog.
Hilarity ensues with a bulldog.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Actually, it's a teenage girl that's babysitting a baby.
Baby Anybody?
Baby Anybody.
And hilarity does still ensue.
This is so confusing. Episode 3, Bogunda, Bogetta, and Bogus. Butch and Jake plan to break into the Anybody residence and steal whatever they can find, while Bogus tries to stop them with the help of his cousin Bogetta and his aunt Bogunda.
And let me guess, hilarity ensues.
Hilarity does indeed ensue. Episode 4, Bookstore Bogus. Bogus and Tommy go to a bookstore to find books worth reading. And interestingly enough, there is a name check of The Man in the Iron Mask by Alexandre Dumas. Hilarity ensues while Bogus is reading it. Episode 5, Bad Luck Bogus. Bradus warns Bogus that a broken mirror results in 7 years bad luck.
Oh, really? They should have warned us before they came up with the idea of this show.
Yeah. This is right after he came from the mirror. So, yeah. Hilarity ensues while Bogus is totally cursed. Episode 6, Totally Bogus Video.
Oh, no, that doesn't sound like something that aired on Fox at that time.
Oh, no.
Bogus is trapped inside of a video store. Hilarity ensues.
Oh, darn. I was hoping you were going to say he was going to be trapped on a second-rate America's Funniest Home Videos type show, and hilarity ensued. R.I.P. Bob Saget.
Oh, we'll have plenty to say about Bob next week.
Next up, Bogus Private Eye.
Bogus. What? What? Bogus.
Bogus Private Eye. Bogus and Bradus are playing detective, trying to find out what a pair of weasel mobsters are up to.
And let me guess. Hilarity ensues?
Yes. And the thing of it is, they do have help from Kevin the Bulldog.
Who the hell's Kevin the Bulldog?
He's the bulldog that has antagonized Bogus.
Oh, okay.
Episode 8, Bogus to the Rescue. There's trouble in Bogus Land as Bradus and his meteor goons wreak havoc in the illustrious town of Bogeytown.
Bogeytown?
Now it's up to Bogus to save the day.
Oh, what an unimaginative name. Bogeytown. That's the town you go if you have bogeys and golf.
And the rest of the episodes in this season don't have any synopsis anywhere on this internet.
Well, let me guess. Hilarity ensues in all of them.
Yep.
Yeah, let's speculate.
Yes, let's see. Number 9, Mr. Bogus Mondo Funno Sci-Fi Fab Feast.
Let me guess, Mr. Bogus goes to a planet in outer space, and hilarity ensues.
Either that or a sci-fi con.
I actually thought it might be like a chemistry laboratory or something. Hilarity can ensue there, mix the wrong chemicals, boom.
Episode 10, Terror Tot in Bogus Land.
Terror, okay, I'm sorry, I had a premonition as to what this is about, but there's a different definition here. Okay.
Terror Tot in Bogus Land. The Boguses have to find a baby in Bogus Land.
Stupid me thought they were talking about a tater tot. What's a terror tot? A really bad tater tot?
After about 5 minutes, yeah.
And hilarity still ensues. Oh my gosh.
Episode 11, Roam Away From Home. Your guess is as good as mine on that, but I'm guessing somebody runs away. And Bogus runs away with them.
And of course, hilarity ensues.
Episode 12, Bus Boy Bogus.
Let me guess. Mr. Bogus becomes a waiter. And hilarity ensues.
Thank you.
I wonder if Mr. Bogus met, because it's Busboy Bogus, I wonder if Mr. Bogus met Vigilante. And then afterwards, Mr. Bogus witnessed Vigilante doing his celebration that Peacemaker came back. And then he had to fake it by saying that he got his girlfriend pregnant and they're going to celebrate by having an abortion.
God, Greg!
Did you just spoil the first episode of Peacemaker?
I always spoiled the part where Vigilante is celebrating that Peacemaker came back.
Oh my gosh.
And the final episode of this Springtime for Bogus.
Oh no! No, don't tell me Mr. Bogus is doing a reenactment of Springtime for Hitler from the producers.
There is nothing on this episode.
But let me guess, if he did do a reenactment of Springtime for Hitler from the producers, I guarantee you this, hilarity ensues.
I would imagine so.
I'm sorry, that's the first time in recorded history we've ever used the words hilarity and Hitler in the same sentence.
Well, they tried with... What was that Hitler pilot, sitcom pilot? Heil, honey, I'm home.
Yeah, I don't think it was a pilot. I thought it aired for like... Well, they made like eight episodes.
Heil, honey, I'm home aired one episode, and then they just washed their hands of the
They're
whole
like,
thing.
Nope.
But they did like make eight episodes, I think, and they do exist in some capacity.
Well, who cares?
Oh, who cares? Next episode is season 3, Nightmare on Bogus Street. In the Anybody reference.
Don't you mean the Anybody residence, Chico?
Bogus is making himself into a werewolf. Or he's making a werewolf. And that he and Bradus have to pursue and capture said werewolf. Yeah.
Hilarity ensues.
Hilarity ensues.
Hilarity with a werewolf.
Episode 2, BTV. I'm guessing Mr. Anybody is coming home watching TV and Tommy is pulled by Mr. Bogus to watch TV with him, even if it means going inside Tommy's computer. And then there's the rest of the episodes.
Yeah, we'll go through them quickly, just at least for the titles and the pure speculation that we can do.
Okay. Waterboy Bogus.
Boy, I wonder if he's a waterboy for a football team and hilarity ensues.
Kung Fu Campout.
Oh, that's got to be a good one. Kung Fu and camping and hilarity.
There's a camp out. Mr. Bogus does kung fu and hilarity ensues.
Battle Action Bogus.
There's a new toy and Mr. Bogus plays with it and hilarity ensues.
Secret Agent Bogus.
Oh, Mr. Bogus thinks that he's a secret agent like James Bond and hilarity ensues.
Super Bogus Flies Again.
Oh, Mr. Bogus thinks he's Superman. Hilarity ensues.
Is there a Bogus in the house?
Mr. Bogus plays the doctor, and hilarity ensues.
The Bogus Invasion.
There's an invasion of Boguses from whatever land Mr. Bogus is from.
Bogus land! Come on, everything's bogus!
And hilarity ensues.
Oh my gosh.
Fun Park Follies.
Oh, Mr. Bogus goes to a theme park. And hilarity ensues.
Buff Tough Bogey.
I got this one. Mr. Bogus visits his good friend Alex Guerrero for some medication. And hilarity ensues.
Oh, I was going to say Mr. Bogus meets Buff Bagwell. And hilarity ensues.
Oh no, Buff Tough is muscular. He gets bulked up from Alex Guerrero.
Once upon a bogus time.
Mr. Bogus goes to Mother Goose Land, and he accidentally eats all the porridge and Three Bears houses. I have no idea.
And then Mr. Bogus runs into Happy from Rudolph's Shiny New Year, and hilarity ensues.
Brainy Bogus.
Mr. Bogus has a high IQ now. He's now become the smartest creature on the planet. And hilarity ensues.
Mr. Bogus goes on Jeopardy. That's it. Hilarity ensues.
But then he wagers 22,000 big ones. and hilarity ensues.
22,000 big ones?
Who are three people who've never been at Mr. Bogus's?
Megastar Madness.
Oh, God, don't trample on my joke. Who are three people who've never been at Mr. Bogus's kitchen?
Do that again.
I can't. Who are three people who've never...
This is all staying in, by the way.
Oh, yeah, this is.
Who are three people who've never been in Mr. Bogus's kitchen?
Totally Bogus Daydream.
No, you forgot Megastar Madness.
No, I said Megastar Madness and you laughed through it.
All right, what's Megastar Madness? Mr. Bogus thinks he's a megastar and hilarity ensues.
Or meets a
Mr.
megastar.
Mr. Bogus travels into the future to 2002, tries out for American Idol. Hilarity ensues.
Mr. Bogus, you are just dreadful.
Oh, jeez. Totally okay. Bogus Daydream.
Apparently, Mr. Bogus got into Mr. Anybody's stash of drugs and hilarity ensued.
Baseball Bogey. Self-explanatory.
Mr. Bogey gets drafted by the expansion Florida Marlins and hilarity ensues.
And the final episode, Hospital Play.
The people who've watched Mr. Bogus for the last three seasons need to go to the hospital and get their heads checked.
No.
Hey, I want, since Mike, you mentioned the baseball episode is Mr. Bogus plays for the Florida Marlins, are we going to get cameos from Charlie Huff and Orestes Estrada? Never thought you'd ever hear an Orestes Estrada mentioned on this podcast.
Well, guys, believe it or not, I'm not even joking. We can realistically get a whole episode guide out of this. We could, because taking a look at our good friend YouTube, one brave soul, not even joking, has uploaded most of the episodes. Yeah, so if you really want to watch this crap, it's on YouTube. It looks like all
of the YouTube.
It looks like all 13 episodes from season one are on YouTube. For season two, it looks like 10 of the episodes have been uploaded. It looks like 1 through 9 and then number 12. It says Bug Boy Bogus. I think that's supposed to be Bus Boy Bogus for episode 12. But Bug Boy Bogus, we can make our own little jokes about that too. For season three, it looks like 14 of the 16 episodes have been uploaded. Looks like you can't get number 6 and number 9. Boy, how appropriate. 6 and 9 in season 3. Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing of it is, you can't really watch it unless you have a working knowledge of the foreign language in which it is uploaded.
Yeah, it's Russian because it says TB6. I'm guessing that's TV6. And it says Moscow in Cyrillic. So... if you know you're Russian, you should be rushing down to YouTube to see these stupid episodes. Did I really make a pun? You should be rushing down to see the episodes?
Yeah.
The silence is deafening. Okay. But yeah, they're there. Heaven help you if you want to see it, but... yeah, like 90% of the episodes are on YouTube. Craig Holmes, you're a much braver person than all three of us combined.
Well, what can we say about Mr. Bogus except it was...
hilarity ensued.
Hilarity ensued. It was zany enough for syndication, and it was zany enough to give us this thing on TV.
And in case we didn't mention it earlier, we all didn't last more than like 10 minutes into the first episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. As we said, this is in like rare territory with Blind Justice.
You introduced me to this. Like maybe this may be like one of the very first things when we came up with the podcast back in 2019. somewhere around late 2019, either November or December, you introduced me to Mr. Bogus, Mike. And I said, Mike, this is the f***ing stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I have no regrets.
I'm sure you do not.
Oh, anyway. I think the only thing we regret is all the time we lost trying to watch this, all those 10 or 15 minutes.
All I can say is an attempt was made.
But you know what happened as a result of this episode, guys?
What's that?
Hilarity ensued.
Oh, you know what? Just for that, I'm giving you an eBay prices right, Mr.
Oh, no! No!
All right, so I have an animation cell from Mr. Bogus. It has a picture of Bogus and Tommy. They were used to create the actual show. Comes with a certificate of authenticity. It is slightly used. And I'm looking for dollars and cents for the buy it now price. I'm thinking of a number. The number is 12. Greg, you go first.
Can you describe this cell for me?
Oh, it is Bogus. No, it's Brad. I'm sorry. It's Bradus. Yeah, it's Bradus and Tommy.
Oh, dear God.
And apparently he ships from Hope Mills, which is like half an hour away from my house.
It looks like his crack is hanging out.
It does.
It does. It does indeed look like his crack is hanging out.
That's an accurate description of me in third grade. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
At this point, we're simply entertaining ourselves, folks.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I got this mental image of Greg in third grade with his ass hanging out.
All right. I'm just going to say $20 because I'm not paying more than $20 on this. I wouldn't pay more than $10 on this, but I'm going with $20.
Okay, he's going $20. Mike?
Okay, I want you guys to see this. This is an old prescription bottle filled with change.
Yeah.
This is my bid.
He's counting his change, guys.
He's counting his change.
1 cent, 2 cents, 3 cents. Oh, hell with it. $25.
You are both over.
No!
No!
Okay, Greg, lower than $20.
$5.
Mike.
Oh, it's got to be at least 501. I'll give Greg some room. I'm going to hang myself by my own petard. I'm going $6, and I don't know why I'm saying it.
The actual price. Oh, God, I didn't think we could get worse than Photon last week. The actual price, $14.99.
Not with my money.
For that money, you're going to have to drive from Hope Mills to my house, okay? I'm not paying for shipping to get that.
Hey, you know, actually, if I could pay $14.99 for a drawing of Freddy Freaker with his ass hanging out, I'd do it.
$2 a call.
$14.99 a sell.
This seller actually has a whole lot of cells.
Are you talking about from this show or just in general?
This show.
Oh, God, why?
I don't know.
Greg asked the perfect question.
I see. Oh, that's just horrible. It's a picture of Bogus as a Native American.
No!
Bogus likes disguises, folks.
And unfortunately, hilarity ensued. Racially insensitive hilarity ensued. Oh, no.
Hey, guys. It's time for an edition of It Was a Thing on TV Haiku Corner.
Yes, I need a palate cleanser.
We need something to soothe ourselves.
We need to calm ourselves down here.
Okay.
This will save the episode.
Okay. This is going to save the There's no saving this episode. Okay. I'm sorry.
Here we go.
So calming.
Yeah. Oh, this will soothe us after having to deal with Mr. Bogus and his hilarity ensuing. Okay. Are you ready for this, guys?
I'm ready for this.
Yeah, the music's on.
All right, here we go. Mr. Bogus Show. God, oh dear Lord, oh Jesus. This is so bogus.
Oh my gosh.
Also, hilarity ensues.
Oh my gosh.
Well, hilarity is guaranteed to ensue over at our website, itwasathingontv.com, where you'll find all of our episodes, all of the mini shows, all of our live shows, including the one we did last weekend. Actually, we did two. Did we do two last weekend?
Yeah, we did.
We did two last weekend. One was Greg and myself watching the premiere of Peacemaker. The other was Greg and Mike watching the Nickelodeon wildcard game.
And Mike McCorphy making the stupidest play call in the history of planet Earth. Mike, can you believe that?
It was stupid, but also at the same time, I think the chance of an MVP happening next year is gone, because there's no way in Hades that Dak Prescott is ever going to accept that award.
Or they're not going to have it so you can vote like a million times.
We love you, PFT commenter.
But hold on, Chico. We need to hear your thoughts about that play call since you weren't with us on this stream.
Okay, so I actually talked with Jason Block and Gordon Pepper about it yesterday on another podcast I do. What the hell were they thinking? That was like peak playoff Cowboys moves.
And that's why Mike McCarthy always chokes in January.
Just no. Just, jeez, no.
But
no,
you know what?
God, please, God, no.
But you know what? We didn't talk about this, Mike, because we didn't catch this before the end of the broadcast on Nickelodeon. But the final clip they showed of Mike McCarthy with the steam coming out of his ears, hilarity ensued.
Oh, that was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. Hilarity did ensue, and hilarity is going to ensue next time, because we're talking about three brothers, not unlike Greg, Mike, and myself, just getting into shenanigans.
But they're actual brothers.
Yes.
Yeah, they're not just people playing brothers. They're actual brothers. And the thing of it is, they've been on this show before.
Yes.
So now we're going to see what they can get into when they're being brothers instead of just a casino host, a cowboy, and whatever the hell Andrew was supposed to be.
Well, Andrew was too busy directing the movie, so he was too busy directing that great tense scene with Edge and Kelsey Grammer.
Oh, okay.
Well, Kelsey Grammer said to Edge that, hey, I might as well shoot you. I can make my own damn Jackson Pollock.
Oh. I see what they did there. But that's all coming up next time right here on It Was a Thing on TV. Thanks for listening. Please be kind to each other, and we will talk to you next time.
Wow! Hilarity ensues.
Bogus.